عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يخرج من طريق الشجرة ويدخل من طريق المعرس، وإذا دخل مكة دخل من الثنية العليا ويخرج من الثنية السفلى. متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to leave from the way of الشجرة and enter from the way of المعرس. And when he entered Makkah al-Mukarramah, he will enter from the upper pass, Thaniyat al-Ulya, and leave from the lower pass, Thaniyat al-Sufla. Bukhari Muslim. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to leave from the way, and leave Madina Munawwara from Ash-Shajara, and enter from the way of Al-Mu'arras. When he entered Makkah al-Mukarramah, he will enter from the upper pass and leave from the lower pass. Bukhari Muslim. So as we read, desirability of adopting different routes for going and returning from each salah and other acts of obedience. So this is even in Safar, a person goes from one way, it takes a little bit. Like say he gets off the highway, he can take a side street and act upon the sunnah. And what should he be busy doing? Zikrullah. Do some zikrullah. So it will be a means of blessing for you and evidence for you in your favor. Allah enable us to act upon that.